All right, thanks for joining me on this Facebook Live. My name is Dr. Tom Rowley for Graduate Medicine. Look, I want to drop in around a possible situation that you may find yourself in if you are a GP or registrar, and that is that perhaps your goals as a GP registrar and the goals of your RTP may be a little bit divergent. And what I mean by that is that your RTP may have the distinct goal to make you into a good GP. And your goal, yes, is definitely still going to be, yeah, I want to be a good GP, but also you've got this other thing called the FRA CGPE exams. So what I want to bring your attention is, could they be divergent? Could those two things be in fact divergent? And the worry that may come to you is it enough? Is the RTP training enough? And so the question that I'd have you consider is it possible to be a good GP and still fail the exam? The RTP goes, yes, you are a good GP, and yet you show up to the exams, boom, and fail. Is that possible? And I would say, yes, it is. Why? Because being a good GP doesn't necessarily get you the skills to pass the exams. Let me ask you a different question then. The alternative is it possible to pass the exam and be a bad GP? Is it possible to pass the exam and still be a bad GP? And certainly you might say, well, look at that guy that passed that exam 10 years ago, and he's not a fantastic GP. But most people, certainly as they've 1, 2, 3 years post-exam, if they pass the exam, then they are a good GP. It's pretty unlikely. Maybe someone's going to get through the AKT, but it's unlikely that they're going to pass the KFP or the OSCE and be a bad GP, in inverted commas. You know, that they're inadequate for Australian standards. So, what the possibility could be that I'm going to offer you is, just to shift your focus, if you're thinking about sitting the exam 2019-1, 2019-2, or 2020, that if you shift your focus to, okay, great, if I'm passing this exam, I know I'm going to be a good GP. And it takes that risk out of being the worry that, am I enough having just been through the RTP? So, what's my suggestions? What are the needed skills? Okay, got four for you. Clinical knowledge, you're going to need your clinical knowledge to get through the exams. Clinical skills, you're going to need what you to need to know what to do as a good GP around your clinical skills. You're going to need to know how to think, how to reason, how to work out when the patient walks in the room and they give you a presented complaint or their story about what's going on, to work out what's actually going on. And then last of all, the key that you may need, even if you had all of those three, is exam performance. How are you going to show up and manage the nerves, manage your capacity to take all of that work that you put in and actually show up on the exam day? So they're the big four: knowledge, skills, reasoning, and exam performance. And just to go ahead and flag that in the future, that exam performance skills, they're going to show up as self-care for yourself as a good GP. How are you going to look after your own capacity to remain in this relatively demanding experience of being a GP? All right, so if you like that and you'd like some more resources, then pop over to graduatemedicine.com. Particularly helpful may be the study plan. So if you'd like that, you can pop in details there. Otherwise, I look forward to serving you again on another Facebook Live for Graduate Medicine.